Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, November 16, 2009. A Palestinian civilian is killed in the Gaza Strip, and a patient dies of a swine flu in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man has died after being electrocuted in a tunnel near Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, Palestinian medical sources said today. 25-year-old Tawfiq Abu Rgila from Khaza'a, east of Khan Yunis, was electrocuted by an exposed wire in the tunnel. Medics managed to retrieve his body from the tunnel, but he was pronounced dead on arrival at the European hospital. 120 Palestinians, including 4 children, were killed in tunnel accidents during 2008 and 2009. 7 Palestinians were killed this year in tunnels targeted by the Israeli Air Force. A Palestinian suffering from H1N1, also known as swine flu, died in the West Bank on Monday, bringing the death toll to 5 since the outbreak began. The Palestinian Health Ministry says there are currently at least 1,100 cases of people suffering from H1N1 in the West Bank. In a report issued today, the ministry is warning that the number of cases may increase in the West Bank during the winter. In other news on Monday, 7 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by Israeli troops during morning invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local Palestinian sources reported invasions in the cities of Ramallah, Jenin, and Hebron. The sources added that 4 of those kidnapped are from Hebron, 2 are from Jenin, and 1 is from Ramallah. The Israeli Army Radio announced that all 7 kidnapped men were taken to military detention camps for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.